Good evening. I'd like to call to order the Taney County Planning Commission public hearing and regular meeting, Monday, February 13th, 2023, and it is 6 p.m. Scott, would you establish a quorum?
Yes. Dave Stewart?
Present.
Thomas Holman?
Present.
Roger Haynes?
Here.
Doug Fabian?
Here.
Randy Fogel?
Here.
Howard Kitchen?
Here.
George Kramer?
Here.
Devin Huff?
Here.
And we have a new Beaver Township Planning Commissioner appointed, and it's Devin Sonnefeld.
Here.
Very good. You do have
Welcome.
A quorum.
Thank you, Scott. Would you please give an explanation of meeting procedures?
So I'd like to welcome everyone to the February 13th, 2023 Taney County Planning Commission public hearing. Public hearings are required and governed by the provisions of the Taney County Zoning Regulations and are held for each zoning and conditional use application, which is filed with Planning Commission staff. At this time, I would like to enter the Taney County Zoning Regulations and zoning maps into evidence as Exhibit A. Staff report for each case is Exhibit B. Staff file, including all pertinent information for each case, is Exhibit C for the cases to be heard at the public hearing this evening. A staff report for each case will be read, followed with any questions the Planning Commission may have. If you wish to comment at the public hearing, you must complete a sign-up sheet provided at the front of the room. Please present the completed sign-up sheet, then give your name to the Planning Commission before addressing them. All comments and questions are to be addressed directly to the Planning Commission and not to anyone in attendance in the audience. Public hearing for each case shall be closed upon conclusion of public comment, and the Planning Commission will consider the application for a vote.
Thank you. We have under review and action, the first item is election of chairman and vice chairman. Scott?
So tonight we're going to elect our chairman and vice chair. A couple ways to do that. We can take nominations per position. Don't need a second. And again, once we close the nominations vote, or if they're both agreeable, someone make a motion to keep the same as and make that in the motion and take a vote on that. So it's up to you guys. Do we have...
Make a motion to keep as is.
Okay, so motion, Doug, to keep Howard Kitchen as our chairman and Dave Stewart as the vice chair. Very good. All those in favor, raise your hand, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed? Okay, motion carries.
All right, next item is review and action on the December 12th, 2022 meeting minutes. Are there any additions or corrections?
I would move to approve as presented.
Got a motion to approve as presented. We have a second.
I'll second.
All those in favor, raise your hand, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Minutes stand approved. Next, we're going to move on to public hearing and final vote. We do have two rezones that we're going to review. I'd just like to make everyone aware in the audience, the process here is that we will make a motion to recommend the approval or denial of the application to the Taney County Commission, and they actually make the final vote. So first rezone we have is 23-00.
Can we make a motion for the four-minute time limit?
Yes, we have a motion to limit time to 4 minutes, less the applicant.
I'll second that.
Got a motion and second. Any further discussion?
Is that you, Roger?
Yes.
All those in favor, raise your hand, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. Thanks, Devin. Now we'll move on to the public hearing portion, 23-002, rezone. Scott?
Yes. So Jason Brock is seeking Planning Commission recommendation for the County Commission to approve the rezoning request of three parcels, starting with 18-1.0-11-004-001 and ending in 015.000-014.000 and 037.000, located at 5050 Fall Creek Road, Branson. The existing properties are zoned R1, single-family residential district. The rezoning request is for C2, general commercial district. As per the assessor's information, parcel number 014 is approximately 1.5 acres in size, with a garage built in 1989, a barn built in 1980, located on the property. Parcel number 37 is approximately 100 by 150 in size, with no structures located on the property. Parcel 15 is approximate 1.2 acre size and is lots 40, 41, 42, and 43 of the Dewey Bald subdivision, with no structures located on this parcel. So turning your attention to the screen, it's right at the very end of Fall Creek where it dumps into 165. I've got the subject parcels highlighted. Here's our zoning layer. Of course, the gray is the city limits of Branson. We have some R1, we have some C2 located in that general area. Just zooming in a little closer. And this parcel that's zoned C2 is actually owned by the applicant also, so I just included it to show that he owned that parcel also. It's not included in this request, just the three that I showed you previously. Here's a pictometry view. Those parcels are down in this general location where my cursor's going. And I did stand where his entrance is onto Fall Creek, just to look both directions. I try to do that for you guys so you at least see what it looks like from the entrance. And with that, I would turn it over to the applicant.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for this opportunity. Forgive me, I've not done this before, so if I don't do it right, I apologize. But essentially what we would like to do, I'm the owner of Our Family Home Services, LLC, and what we would like to do is to rezone this portion that is residential to commercial, like the rest of the property that we own right there. It seems pretty simple in my mind, but I'd be happy to answer questions if you had any.
Is that a road easement between the parcels?
There is a road easement there, yes, sir.
I noticed they weren't connected the way it shows on the map that I have here, like there's an easement through there. There's not a road there now.
No, there's not. There's
but
not.
They're not contiguous. They have a road easement between them.
Yes, sir, there is a road easement that comes around, makes a big loop off of Remington Drive, and then comes south, and then another road easement where Thelma Doyle comes up and kind of makes a circle is the best that I understand.
So. Yeah, matter of fact, on the one parcel, there's a road easement on two sides of it, according if that being the case.
It looks like the platted road, though.
It's part of that platted Dewey Bald subdivision. I put the parcel lines on. Can you see the red tick marks? Lot numbers. Here's your 40, 41, 42, 43. So these are the old platted roads. I almost included the old plat, but that this Dewey Bald subdivision that goes north, even this commercial part's part of that Dewey Bald. I believe this is Epps Trash Service, LLC. But you see all these little lots that are combined into parcels.
Well, I guess the thought process on my mind was he's got access off of Fall Creek, but the other, unless those are platted roads or something, the last parcel has no easement to, or, you know, no road to it.
Yeah, and they are the platted roads, yeah.
Okay. Answers my question.
Yes, sir.
Do you have a defined plan of what you're planning to use on the
defined,
property
I'll
or
say
no?
Loosely defined. What we'd like to do actually is where there's a drive-in, and Mr. Sarrett had a good picture of the driveway entrances off of Fall Creek. What we would like to do, sir, is do 4 or 5 food trucks at that location. I've spoken with John Suti about some of the wastewater requirements, and I think we have a good plan for how to handle that if this is approved. And I've spoken with White River about some electricity needs, and again, I feel like we have a good plan if this is in fact approved.
Okay. Any other questions for the applicant? Seems pretty straightforward request.
Wastewater, I assume, would be on city?
No, sir. We actually have septic tanks out
okay.
there. We have existing tanks. And, again, I've spoken with John about those, and he said as long as they're functional and in good condition, you're free to use those. So,
let's see. Did anybody sign up either for or against this application that wants to speak during the public hearing portion? For or against? Seeing none. So any other comments, questions, discussion amongst ourselves, or do we have enough information to make a motion? If we do make a motion, I'll have to read a specific one for us to vote on. Got any other questions, Dave? Or
I'm good.
You're good? Do we have enough information to make a recommendation, approval, or denial for the application with a motion?
I make a motion to approve.
Okay, with that motion, let me read specifically. Motion to recommend approval of the application 23-002 for an amendment to the Taney County zoning maps for Our Family Home Services LLC for the parcels located at 5050 Fall Creek Road, parcels 18-1.0-11-004-001-004.000 and 015.000 and 037.000 to be rezoned from R1 zoning district to C2 zoning district in the form of a resolution sent to the Taney County Commission. So do I have a second for that motion?
I'll second.
Got a motion and a second. Any further discussion? All those in favor of the approval, raise your hand and say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. So the county commission date is February 27th.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
And it's at 9 a.m. in the morning.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Next up on rezone, we've got 23-003.
Triple G Barn LLC is seeking Planning Commission recommendation for the County Commission to approve the rezone request of one parcel, which will be an estimated 2 acres or more. There's a parent parcel, parcel number 05-5.022-000-000-019.012, which is approximately 8 acres in size. Is Lot 1 in the Triple G Ranch Phase 3 subdivision located at 400 Gar Road, Walnut Shade. This rezone request is for a future amended lot, approximately 2.2 acres in size, to be formed from this approximate 8-acre parcel with amended plat of Lot 1, Triple G Ranch Phase 3. The proposed property, Lot 1, is zoned A1 agricultural. The rezoning request for only the future 2.2-acre lot is for O, office district. And we would need a motion if it was to be approved, contingent on the amended plat being recorded and forming lot 2.2-acre lot, and it'll have its own new parcel ID number. So turning our attention to the screen. This is 176 in Walnut Shade, 160. This is 160-65 over on the left-hand side where my cursor's going. So it's out on 176. This is our parent parcel, approximate 8 acre. So this is just a drawn out.